The Courtship Gift, Editor's Preface. I present here, for the first time, both to the general public and the scientific community, a faithful transcription of a set of three remarkable documents which I happened to find, entirely by chance, in a small antique bookstore in Trieste on one of my recent visits to this town. These three documents were a letter, a short essay, and a literary text in verses. All three documents were written in what seems to be the same hand on the same type of paper. The folded sheets were tied together by a string. Unfortunately, the envelope that once had contained these sheets was not included. I am not a scholar and cannot decide, or even form a strong opinion, whether the letter and the accompanying texts are genuine, or a forgery, or possibly a hoax. Assuming they are authentic, here is what little, without further studies, we can tell. The author of the letter and the essay, and the translator of the verses, is an English lady whose first name begins with A. The three documents were posted in New Zealand in May 1890. For whatever reasons, the exact date is not given. And the addressee, though he is addressed only by the initials RB, can be no other than Sir Richard Francis Burton, explorer, adventurer, author, translator of The Book of the Thousand Nights and a Night, and, at the time, British consul to Trieste. Burton died from a heart attack on October 20, 1890. The letter with its two attachments obviously reached Trieste, but whether before or after Burton's death, I have no way to decide. We know that Burton's widow, Isabel, destroyed most of his unpublished manuscripts, disapproving of their erotic content and fearing that they might cause a scandal. The verses of the third document would, from this point of view, certainly also have deserved destruction. Why they escaped it, and how they finally ended up in a dark storeroom of an antique bookshop, is at present entirely unknown. I restrict myself here to presenting the content of the documents which I have found, and refrain from any further comments, and from any attempts at evaluating them, for which I am not qualified. I am, of course, willing to provide the original sheets of paper for serious scientific examination, but even before we have heard the opinion of the scientists, I can say that this opera libretto, whatever the historical truth behind it may be, is a fascinating work of literature, unique in its kind, and I hope that it will find the readership and the attention that it deserves. Be warned, though, that, even by today's standards, the libretto contains rather extreme descriptions of violence and sexuality, and also of cannibalism. If any of those may offend you, I would advise you not to read on.